I'm joined by Rebecca Weber. I'm joined by Ben Miller and award-winning playwright Amber Anderson.
You've got to get that one in.
I'm blushing.
I noticed that you didn't cheer then when I went, hurrah!
We've done that enough, really, the last few months.
We have done it today.
I didn't know that you were award-winning.
Yeah. Well, we won the Audience Award at the Short and Sweet Festival.
Yes. I was there, wasn't I?
You were.
Yeah, I was there. So yeah. I cheered for you. How rude of me. And now, I'm joined in the studio by the great team from Springers. As you know, we speak to a lot of the... I don't like saying AmDram, because it's not. These are like professional... They are professional productions.
They are, actually. Yeah, I mean, we have a big spend on them. We're going to spend about 18 grand on this show. Kinky Boots, which you came to see last year, we spent 45 grand on. So, you know, everything is on stage, really. It's anything other than amateur. It's professional on stage. We're just amateur, because nobody gets paid. Well, certainly I've never been paid.
Yeah, but they are. It's like, as I said, it's like going to see a London production, but you go and see it locally, and it means that you can afford to go out locally rather than going into London, where you would pay for your train, you pay for a meal, and then you probably pay about £200 for a ticket
at least.
And it's not something that most people can afford to do. So yeah. go locally, and you see a production which is just the same as going into London, if not better. So we're joined by Rebecca and Ben. So tell us about how long you've been involved in Springers, first of all.
I have been involved with Springers for the last 9 years, which sounds like a long time. So I must have started when I was 16. this is our first production that we are co-directing. So we've done directing kind of before in different sort of societies, different countries, but not for Springers. So this is our first directing venture, which is quite exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. A little bit less time for me. I've been with Springers for 6 years, typically on stage with Springers, but taking my first co-directing with Rebecca.
When you get a play, like we're talking about The Addams Family, and it is a musical, so do you get the script and it tells you where people have got to stand or what they've got to do, or is this is your vision?
I think, yes, the script absolutely tells us where the writer expects people to be and sort of little comedy moments and things like that, but it's very much taking that script and then putting it with our vision. So it has a very much kind of, it hasn't got a lot of life in the book, but when you kind of have that vision, you have those ideas, that excitement behind it, that brings it to life on stage. And I think that is the most exciting part.
And this is a musical, and I didn't know that there was an Addams Family musical. So has this production been already in London?
Premiered on Broadway a few years ago, and then it did have a tour, which unfortunately stopped during the pandemic. And then it did come back, I think, last year.
Was it last year?
Yes. And so we went to see it, and once we saw it, we were like, this is the show for us.
Yeah.
It's everything we could want. It's spooky, it's kooky, it's very, very funny, but also it's got that really poignant thing around family and how family is really, really important.
And is it anything to do along the lines of the film? Because there was two Addams Family films, or is it a completely different story?
No, it's a completely new story. The characters, in terms of the Addams Family, are very much there, but it is a brand new story, bringing in some new characters. Completely new.
And tell us about who's doing what role.
Oh, we've got a fantastic cast. So we've got some new people and some sort of... existing Springers. I don't want to say old Springers, that's not exactly right, is it? Some existing Springers. But what I love about this is obviously us as the new kind of wave of directors, but also we have new people coming in, sort of assisting stage managing, with props is new, but then we have existing people like Anver, who have kind of done it for years, so it's mixing that and kind of learning from each other has been really cool.
So Anver, tell us about what you're going to be doing.
Well, I'm responsible for the stage management, and I've been working with Ben and with Becky on the set design. We've had to redesign the thing over the way because we've moved from our normal home, which would be what was called the Cramphorn Theatre in Chelmsford, now the Chelmsford Theatre Studio, because they've been having some major overhaul works there, so it's not been available to us this year. And this year's our 40th anniversary, so we wanted to finish the year by doing a really, really good show. We looked around for another theatre and we found a very welcoming Brentwood Theatre, and it's been fantastic. The team there are really, really good. We had to redesign the set because the theatre is a little bit shorter in width, about 8 foot, but we've managed to squeeze all the little surprise elements that we want to get into the set with really the good help of the Ian and the guys at the theatre, which has been great. So I'll be managing a small team of people who will put the whole set together. We've we're going to pre-build most of it in our barn that we've got over in Broomfield, and then we'll bring that to the set, and then these two guys will bring it alive with the sound of music. Hang on, that's it. So that's my role.
Yes. Now, it's going to be, as we said, at the Brentwood Theatre on the 6th of December. So how fraught are rehearsals at the moment? Because I've been involved in only one production of something, and I was fine until the week before. I'd never seen anything like it in my life.
Yeah, it's going really well. What's really great, though, is that no matter how many times we've seen the scenes, they're still making us laugh every single time.
They're kind of bringing new elements to it, new comedic moments, and we're thinking, oh, that's great, keep that. It's kind of polishing now. Oh, I don't want to jinx it, but it feels like we're polishing bits now. We're polishing the dances, adding little extra moments for sort of comedy and humour. So yeah, I think we're in a good place.
Absolutely.
And who is this going to appeal to, and what's the age group you're looking at to come along on the evening?
So it is a family musical, so obviously parents can decide, but it is a family musical. There's nothing particularly scary, or it's very much comedy, poignant, great musical numbers, so it appeals to everybody. And the other key thing we have is we have a British Sign Language interpreted performance on the matinee at 2:30 as well, so we're really, really keen to get our DDEF community over.
That's amazing. So it's taking place on the 6th at the Brentwood Theatre. It's a one day only.
No, 6th to the 10th.
You've got a couple of days.
All the way through. With a matinee on Saturday.
You're getting it all in there pretty quick. One day. All right, so that's okay.
Yeah, so it's 6th to the 10th.
So if you can't make the 6th, you've got that whole week to come.
Oh,
yeah.
That's excellent. So you're doing a matinee on the weekend?
That's right, on the 10th.
Yeah.
Which is it's about 3:30, isn't it? We start the matinee.
2:30.
Of course it is.
They just shot you. Look, then get the right time.
I know.
You're out, mate.
That's just it.
Why did we bring him?
When you took off the accent, and just say you're out.
You're out, mate. Yeah.
Get out my pub. So you've got quite a. There's a good run, and also you've got great parking there. The accessibility into the theatre is really good. Yeah. It's a family show. What are the ticket prices?
They are £24.
Lovely.
£24 for an evening or an afternoon of just fantastic entertainment. Take your brain out, sit back and enjoy yourself. We do have a local business that has supported us, Bigland Builders, who will afford anybody who needs an essential companion. So if there's somebody with a wheelchair and they need to have somebody with them, that extra chair will be paid for by a local Chelmsford business.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. How lovely. And then you're going to be back in your home next year, which is going to be the Cranbourne, or not the Cranbourne Theatre.
Yes,
which is going to be new, sort of all done out and looking splendid.
Yeah, exactly. And the Civic and the Cranbourne, as they are now called, the Chelmsford Theatre and the Chelmsford Theatre Studio, will be available again from the beginning of next year. I think one of our friendly rival groups, Chaos, are going to be doing the first show opening that. Yeah. They're doing 9 to 5, I think, in January. So they'll be the first to test the new equipment and so on. So thanks for doing that for us.